Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 29th of January, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll give you a preview of what's happening on Vancouver stages this weekend, a rundown of upcoming audition calls for professional and community theater groups, and we're going to try once again to give away tickets for a show at the Push Festival. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, we're going to kick things off with some local music from way back in the day. This is something we started out a couple of weeks ago. We're going to pick one song to start the show that comes from the vaults, from the history of Vancouver music. This is from, I think it's 1979. And for those of you who are familiar with the name Art Bergman, one of his first bands was originally called the K-Tells, until K-Tel Records says, no, we don't want you to use that. So they changed their name to the Young Canadians. And it was Art Bergman and, God, I can't remember who else was in it. I think Bill Shirt was in that band. Anyway, they were a great band, the Young Canadians. And this is one of their first big songs. It's called I Hate Music.
I love
I got to learn to be more prepared before I go on the air. That, of course, as I said, K-Tells, later known as the Young Canadians, and on the liner notes, it tells me who's in the band. It's Art Bergman doing lead vocals. Jim Bescott was on bass, and Barry Taylor. How could I have forgotten Barry Taylor? Anyway, let's play something a little more recent. This is Lee A. Right there.
Nobody heard somewhere lies about
That's the voice of Dusty and Big John Bates, and we heard Kill Matilda before that from her new release, Songs of Survival, a cover of the song from Footloose, I Need a Hero. Yeah. You're listening to Dave Radio, Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. It's about quarter after 12. Let's take a look and see what's going on stage this weekend. If you're into musical theater, the 12th Annual Ovation Awards are happening on Sunday night. This is celebrating all the musical theater that's happened around town in the last year. That includes Footlights in Burnaby. That means Theater Under the Stars. That means Fighting Chance Productions. That means Applause Musicals in Concert. Anything that has anything to do with musical theater are up for awards this Sunday. And it's happening at the Vancouver Academy of Music, which is on the grassy knoll there, right across from the Planetarium and the Vancouver Museum down by Vanier Park. 1270 Chestnut is the address for that. There's a nominees reception at 5. The venue opens to the public at 6. The awards kick off at 7 o'clock. So plenty of tickets still available for that. Out here at UBC, the Frederick Woods Theatre is presenting Eurydice, a new retelling of the classic myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, and this is by Sarah Rule, and that's happening tonight and tomorrow night at the Freddie Wood at 7:30. In White Rock at the Coast Capital Playhouse, speaking of Fighting Chance, they've got a new one up. It's Cats. It's the Andrew Lloyd Webber production with Rum Tum Tugger and Jellicoe Cats and just all your favorites up there at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. They've got shows all weekend and featuring the poster child for Cats, our friend Fairlith Harvey. Spectral Theater doing their late night double feature, the radio play at Skinny Fat Jack's. It's the last Saturday of the month, and so they'll be up with two scripts, an old one and a new one, American Intelligence, written by David Quast, and Horror at Cascade Fault by Andrew Herron. That gets underway right at 9 o'clock tomorrow night at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. Also tomorrow night at 9 o'clock in that Main Street area at Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main, it's another Weird Al karaoke. Original parodies of popular songs as would be done by the great Weird Al by some of your favorite local comedians. On Granville Island at Performance Works, the Push Festival is continuing, and at the Performance Works, they're presenting Misunderstood. This is a, let's see, it's Frank Theater doing a, let's see, one-person show on life as a transgendered person, co-written and directed by local favorite James Fagan Tate. At the Pacific Theater tonight, it's the opening night of Common Grace, a show we talked about last week, written by and starring Shauna Johannesson. This is part of their Working With Play Development group. So this is a brand new play. First time anyone's ever seeing it is happening tonight at 8 o'clock at Pacific Theater. At the Fire Hall Arts Center, they're continuing closing weekend with The Motherfucker with the Hat, another show we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and this is a tale of New Yorkers dealing with addiction, sex, and honor, and it's closing this weekend because coming up on Monday, it's the Push Festival moves into the Fire Hall. Let me see here. I'm getting some conflicting information here, but the play is called Huff, and it's written by Cliff Cardinal. I believe Cliff is performing it as well, and this is a story about life on the reserve. I'll read you the official listing here. It's wrought with dark humor and vivid imagery. It weaves a violent, spellbinding tale. Modern pace mixes with First Nations myth and biting stand-up video games and tricksters collide to conjure a heartbreaking yet hopeful search for love. And the title Huff comes from the rather disturbing habit of huffing, which is inhaling propane gas. So there's lots of issues involved with this one, and it is it's on this weekend at Performance Works, and then it moves to the Fire Hall. And it starts on, Tuesday, February 2nd. And we've got a couple of tickets for the February 2nd show at the Fire Hall. And I hope it's at the Fire Hall. Let me just double check and make sure. I'm getting conflicting information on it. Anyway, it's definitely happening Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And not at 8 o'clock. So if you want to go see the show, as I say, I've got a pair of tickets to give away. And all you have to do is send a text to this number, 604-319-6264. First person to text that number gets two tickets to Huff, and then if you're the one who gets them, I can tell you where it is and when it is and all that kind of stuff. So 604-319-6264 if you want to go see Huff on Tuesday night. Now, moving on, let's see, what else we got? Oh, this is another push show. This is Charlie Demers' stand-up show, Leftovers. This is a kind of a long-form stand-up storytelling kind of thing about ideology and the dreams of millions and why they've gone unfulfilled. That's happening at the Cults Historic Theater tonight and tomorrow. At the Havana, it's All New People by Zach Braff, the guy from Scrubs. He's not in it, but he wrote it. And it's a sort of a sitcom-style comedy that is just lots of fun and great for laughs. If you're into something a little more serious, into the musical realm, we've got Stephen Sondheim's Company. Probably not one of his more well-known shows, but certainly very entertaining, very very enjoyable. And it's happening at the Jericho Arts Center. It's United Players production. It's basically a story of one guy and all his other friends are married and they're trying to get him matched up. And he's looking through the pros and cons of being in a couple. At the Metro Theater in Marple, Over the River and Through the Woods, story of two sets of grandparents who are trying to discourage their grandson from moving away to the other side of the country. He wants to go to his dream job. They want to keep him at home. And then at the Rio stage, Rio Theater, we've got Haida Gwaii, this great documentary about what's happening up the coast at Haida Gwaii. That's happening tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. And then at 8:30 tonight, the Rio is presenting Quentin Tarantino's Grindhouse. Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez doing their homage to the drive-in double features of the 60s and 70s. And then tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Rio, it's the Fab Forever Beatles tribute night. So a Beatles tribute band going to be performing at the Rio tomorrow night. And then we've got two shows on Sunday. We've got Anonymous Alley at 2:30 and Pure Pwnage, the movie, at 6:30. And one other movie note, Monday night at the Cinematheque, as part of their series of Made in Vancouver movies from the past. If you ever want to know what the West End of Vancouver looked like in the 70s, you'll go just for that. But the story itself is really good. It's called Skip Tracer, and it's about a man who lives as a collector for a loan company and going through some of the moral hazards of going through that kind of a job. And it features a role of friend of the show and father of friend of the show, John Lazarus is in Skip Tracer. So if you know John or if you know Naomi, you'll want to go and see that. So that's it. That's our look at stuff that's going on. As I said, send a text to 604-319-6264 if you want to go see Huff on Tuesday night. And we got more music coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from the Wooden Horsemen. We're going to hear from Jimmy Roy's Five Star Hillbillies. We're going to hear from Coldwater Road. We've got lots of stuff coming on right after this.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series to help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. In 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Fidelity, hurt and pain can make a man cruel and insane. She took all the man, I killed him dead and laid him out where she lay her head. Now, Mr. Hangman, check your trap. Sure that it don't open slow. Lord, it might not break my neck, I'd dangle there below. If I cry and beg and whine, don't you mind?
again tired, doggone bald, I do. Poor Red, baby's in jail. Poor Red, baby's in jail. She ain't got nobody to come and go her bail.
Shut the the sheriff once sent me down a hill.
Carries heavy, and I'm heading on alone. Four bullets in my baby's gun, just one more mile to go.
And we have a winner. One lucky listener has claimed the tickets to see Cliff Cardinal in Huff on Tuesday night, and that is at the Fire Hall Arts Center, starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look now at the Dave Radio Call Board. This is a listing of auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Caravan Stage Company is doing Nomadic Tempest by Paul Kirby. This is going up in April, going until mid-July. It's a touring show. So if you want to come out for this, you got to be prepared to travel. You got to be able to tour in the United States, and touring from beginning of April until mid-July. Caravan is a great company out in the Okanagan, and they do amazing stuff, and it would be a real treat to be a part of this show. They're specifically looking for actors who can sing or singers who can act, aerial artists, male and female, and if you're not an aerial artist, at least don't have a fear of heights. So this looks like it could be a cool show. So if you want more information, contact caravanstage.org. The auditions are happening this weekend. Peninsula Productions, they're doing a staged reading of the play Dancing at Lugnasa, and that's happening in White Rock in March. And they're still looking for three people, a woman in late 30s to early 40s, and two guys, both in their early 30s. One guy needs an Irish accent, the other one needs an English accent, and the director wants to make sure you understand that your accents have to work. So if you're able to do a credible Irish accent or English accent, then Tamara McCarthy wants to hear from you. And the rehearsals, what's going to be happening, as I said, is a staged reading. So from the week of March 6th to March 12th, every day, there will be rehearsals in the evening, and then the final performance is happening on the 12th of March. So if you're not able to be available for the whole week, then they don't want to hear from you, but they do want to hear from you if you are. And it's Peninsula Productions. I don't have the address right in front of me, but you can get that either going to Peninsula Productions on the web or checking out the Vancouver Public Library audition notices. Good Mother Project. This is really interesting. This is it's called Listen to Your Mother, and they're looking for a group of people, at least 12 men and women, who have stories about motherhood. So you will come in, you will write and perform your own 5-minute piece about some aspect of motherhood. If you're a mother yourself, talk about that. If you've had a mother, talk about that. The production's going on in April, and the auditions are in February. So you've got about a month to prepare something. The auditions are taking place at Bloom Midwifery, which is on Davie Street, Davie and Burrard. As I said, they're looking for 12 people, men and women. And prepare something. And if you want to find out more, their website is Listen to Your Mother's Show. Listen to Your Mother's Show, all one word, .com. In White Rock, they're doing Noel Coward's Private Lives. This is happening in April, and the auditions are on Monday at the Coast Capital Playhouse. They prefer someone who can do a decent British accent. They're looking for about five people, two men and three women, in your late 20s, early 30s.
And if you don't think your accent's up to scratch, they will provide coaching for you as well. So definitely worth checking out for that. In Langley, they're doing Ghosts by Henrik Ibsen, and that is going to be in April. The auditions are in this weekend, Sunday and Monday, and this is going to be their Fraser Valley Zone Festival entry. So if you want to go out for this, be prepared to also perform during the week of May 21st and 27th. And if you're lucky enough to get past that, then main stage is in Chilliwack, July 1st to 9th. So have those dates available as well. This is called Reinvention of Disco, Reinvention 007. It's happening in the spring and summer, and it's looking for dancers and singers, specifically female singers with high vocal range who can challenge a Donna Summers song. And looking at all kinds of dancers from all kinds of different backgrounds, jazz, ballet, hip-hop, aerialists, gymnasts, Latin, ballroom, pole dancers, break dancers, everybody. It's called the Reinvention Team, and they're auditioning this weekend, tomorrow specifically. Contact them at reinventionofdisco@gmail.com. Then we've got North Van Players, Mary Mary by Gene Kerr. This is a 1960s period piece about a wisecracking Mary and pragmatic Bob who are in the middle of getting a divorce. Lots of fun to be had there. It's going up in June, and the auditions are next weekend, Saturday the 6th and Tuesday the 9th. Group called Neighborhood Productions out of Burnaby Neighborhood House doing a play called Alice. Their auditions are right away because their production is happening at the end of February near Metrotown. Theater Under the Stars are announcing their auditions for their summer shows, Beauty and the Beast and West Side Story, and the auditions will be happening in February at Malkin Bowl. Looking for all kinds of different people for those shows. So Theater Under the Stars is a great opportunity, especially for upcoming artists who want to get some experience on a big stage. And they encourage submissions from actors of all ethno-cultural backgrounds. Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge is doing The Music Man in May and June. The auditions for that are in early March. Theater Hera doing the Nomad Theater Project, a play called American Refugees. That's happening in July. Theater West Van doing Faulty Towers, three plays, A Touch of Class, Basil the Rat, and The Germans. That's up in April at the K. Meek Center. And the auditions, they're still looking for actors to play various roles. So if you can do English or German accents, Tom wants to hear from you. And let's see, Opera Mariposa still looking for a piano player for Master Class. And Perry Ulrich putting the call out for youth. Anyone between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing and dance to be part of Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance's summer program. If you want details on these or any other auditions, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. We are going to take another break, and then we're going to come back with some more music from Aaliyah Ray and At Sea. And, who else have we got? We've got Dead Ghosts, all kinds of cool stuff coming up right after. Is it this one? Oh, my goodness. All right. I had it up, and now it's gone. Right after this.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout-out this week goes to friend of the show, Lisa Ovalles, who has just wrapped principal photography on her feature film, Puppet Killer, the same week that her comedy short, I Want to Date You, was selected for this year's Vancouver International Women in Film Festival coming up in March. Way to go, Lisa! Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept, and Beppe is covering Nardwuar again at 3:30 today as the human serviette recovers from his heart surgery. Get well soon, pal. Dave Radio returns at this same time next week. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
What?